School children in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough were kept indoors today after a prisoner escaped from the Matsu pretrial facility in Palmer. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the felon, considered dangerous by law enforcement officials, was nabbed in Wasilla early this afternoon.
How does a 6'1", 220-pound, middle-aged man escape from jail? Apparently by creating a hole in a chain-link fence and crawling through it. That's how Deputy Commissioner of Corrections Sam Edwards described the escape plan of Kent Charles Matt, a felon who fled the Matsu pretrial facility at 8:05 this morning.
Should be considered dangerous. And we would certainly not dispute that.
Edwards spoke at a hastily called press conference from the Department of Corrections Training Academy in Palmer this morning. Prisoner Matt, who climbed a second 12-foot fence topped with razor wire to complete his escape, was sought by Alaska State Troopers, who only this afternoon released the man's name and photo, but not the reasons for his incarceration. Matt was picked up shortly after the release of the photo on a Parks Highway intersection in Wasilla. Edwards says state troopers say an investigation regarding Matt is very hot. The corrections department helped with the apprehension of the escaped felon.
We know the prison or jail population better than the troopers do, obviously. We're able to identify if there were associations within the population that might be valuable for the troopers to interview. We have possession of the whatever the inmate had there, so we can look through the room, see what might have been available that might have been used that the troopers might have interest in. We have visitation logs where family or friends have come to visit the prisoner while he was incarcerated.
Edwards says Matt was in an outdoor recreation area at about 7:30 this morning with two other prisoners when he made his breakout. No officers were monitoring the yard at the time, and Edwards says camera monitoring only was required. Matt is considered dangerous but was not housed in a maximum security area of the prison. One of the other prisoners alerted authorities to the man's escape. There was no guard tower at the facility. An early alert described the prisoner as 44 years of age with visible tattoos on both arms and either bald or with close-cropped red hair. One tattoo is described as tribal. He was wearing a yellow shirt and gray pants when he escaped. Just why the prisoner was desperate to escape is not known. Edwards says Matt had been incarcerated for 3 months and was housed according to his custody, not his felony offense. Later information indicated Matt's rap sheet included arrests for burglary, including theft of a firearm and various other charges such as controlled substance violations. Matt's jailbreak is not the first prison escape on record in Alaska, but it is the first from the Matsu pretrial facility. The facility houses 105 prisoners. At the time of the prison break, 104 prisoners were in there. Edwards says typically the facility is over capacity. Edwards says normal operations at the pretrial facility will cease for the time being, cutting visitation and recreation programs.
As far as the safety of the facilities itself, they are, in fact, under much closer security right now, since we are in the middle of an immediate incident here. So I guess what we would want to say from corrections is that we are hyper-vigilant right now.
According to Borough School District spokeswoman Catherine Essery, students and staff in all 44 borough schools stayed indoors in a stay-put mode as a precaution after being alerted to the escape. That means schools operated normally, but exterior doors were locked. The Matsu School District's website indicates normal dismissal and after-school activities this afternoon. I'm Ellen Lockyer.